There is always a tension between the press and the political candidates they cover. Reporters want access, they want to ask questions, and campaigns want control. Which gets us to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith, who is covering that campaign.
It has been more than 3 weeks since Hillary Clinton has answered a question from the press. Last week in Nevada, as the candidate posed for pictures, we in the press corps attempted to get her attention.
Secretary Clinton, questions on immigration?
All we saw was the back of her head as she walked out of the room. Since launching her campaign about a month ago, Clinton has done no press conferences, no sit-down interviews. She has answered just 13 questions from reporters. And you can quibble about whether some of the answers were really answers. Take this exchange with NBC's Kristen Welker outside of an Iowa coffee shop.
Great to
lost
see you.
Iowa in 2008. How do you win this time? What's your strategy?
I'm having a great time. Can't look forward any more than I am.
And there was this one from AP.
How are you liking Iowa?
I'm having a great time. Hi.
A pair of Washington Post reporters asked Clinton about campaign finance reform. She said she had a plan for that, but didn't give any details. Clinton's campaign describes this as the ramp-up phase, where she listens to voters. She's answered questions from people selected to participate in her roundtable discussions, but answering reporter questions, that's been a rarity. Brent Roskey, the host of the Iowa television show Roskey on Politics, was one of the lucky ones.
Secretary Clinton, what do you think the importance of the Iowa caucus will be in the past and in the upcoming election?
I think it's important because it's the first contest, and I'm looking forward to getting prepared for it next February.
Thank you. He worked as sources to figure out where the candidate would be and caught up with her in the middle of the street as she headed into a closed-door event. Roskey admits it was a softball question.
My show is not hardball. My show is softball.
It's a question he asks all of the candidates he interviews. His Clinton interview has to go down as one of his shortest.
I was hoping it would spark a bit more of a conversation. I didn't know at the time that she wasn't necessarily taking press questions on this tour.
In New Hampshire, Clinton answered a question about trade, one about the Clinton cash book. And then a reporter from WMUR asked her to respond to criticism that the campaign is too staged.
This is exactly what I want to do. I want to hear from people in New Hampshire about what's on their minds. I have to tell
and the follow-up.
Can you planning to answer reporter questions about some of the things that are coming up regarding the play for pay allegations in the latest book, emails back in 2012?
You know, those issues are, in my view, distractions from what this campaign should be about, what I'm going to make this campaign about.
But will avoiding reporter questions hurt her with voters?
The premise of your question presupposes that the way that Hillary Clinton needs to reach voters is through the national media, and that's simply not the case anymore.
Steve Schmidt is a Republican strategist. He says a campaign as sophisticated as Clinton's can bypass the media filter and target voters directly.
The notion that real voters worried about real issues cares one whit about how often a presidential candidate talks to their traveling press corps or answers questions from them is just ludicrous. It's not the case.
Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill said in an email that her focus for now is on hearing from voters. And as the campaign progresses, she, quote, looks forward to more engagement with voters and the press as well.
Mrs. Clinton, can you tell us why you decided to endorse a Supreme Court ruling in favor of gay marriage? Ma'am?
Tamara Keith, NPR News.